More than 10 opposition parties say they refuse to participate in an election they say will be unfair. They say the president won his re-election through fraud. Spokesman Yankoba Sedi of the Rumi Party, which came in second in the presidential election, says his party wants electoral changes before participating.
Let's talk about the rules. There are many things that are wrong in the registration process. Let us check the multiple cards they issued for the voters.
The president's office says the opposition is boycotting because it is scared of being crushed in the next election. Election observer Ali Untin says the presidential election was fair, despite some problems. International observers also said the vote was free and fair, despite minor problems and some inequality in media coverage. Tin, the director of the Senegal-based human rights group RADO, says the opposition needs to recognize Mr. Wade fairly won almost 56% of the vote before the president will meet with them.
You know, the president is a man who wants people to recognize his competence, to recognize qualities, etc. The human feeling.
RADO is one of about a dozen civil society groups called the Civil Forum, trying to stop the boycott.
I think that the problem with the opposition is that the condition is to discuss or to boycott. It was not the best way to make the dialogue and to make our electoral system going on.
The Civil Forum submitted a letter to President Wade last Friday requesting to mediate a meeting between the two sides. Presidential spokesman Amadou Sall says there's no need for civil society to play referee. He says the Constitutional Court already ruled elections were fair.
And we don't know why, in this condition, can we deceive civil society to do what? But I really don't know if the president will do it.
This all comes as Senegal fine-tunes its request to the United States Millennium Challenge Corporation, which rewards poor but well-governed countries with grants to reduce poverty. At stake is up to $800 million to finance a large-scale business and residential development. Team leader Sogei Jaddi Sow says he is confident Senegal's high rank for good governance will not drop significantly as a result of the threatened boycott.
Nous étions très, très, très largement au-dessus du point médian.
He says Senegal is starting out with a much higher rating than other poor countries in terms of democracy, and that the threat of a boycott does not change the solid core of Senegal's democratic history. But Chris Fourmignot, the Central and West Africa Program Director for the U.S.-based election watchdog group National Democratic Institute, says a boycott can hurt a country's democracy in the long term.
When you have a huge segment that is not participating in the political process, it is difficult to expect that those that win power through that process would have the legitimacy that they need to be able to govern.
The twice-delayed legislative election is scheduled to take place June 3rd. The president's office has said it does not plan to delay the election again, regardless of opposition party participation. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.